So, how's everybody doing? This is Louie from HealingSwelltor.com, or as my guildie would troll me and say, Healing Swelltor here. I wanted to do something this week on each healing class. 3.0 dropped a while ago, and there's been a lot of time to kind of mess with the classes. I think people have had plenty of time now to not only pick their class, but also see what they like about it, see what they don't like about it. And in some cases, I'm sure, probably swap classes. As you kind of progress and as you level, raid, flashpoint, whatever it is you do with the game on your healer, you should have enough time now to kind of decide what it is you want from your healer and whether or not you like the class or not. So today I'm going to focus first on the operative, and then tomorrow, God willing, during my son's nap time, I will do something on the merc, and then lastly, later in the week, I'll do something on the sorc, so that by the end of the week, I'll have a look at all three healing classes per podcast, the one per podcast. So today, the operative. And I chose the operative today because I'm on my operative right now. I went and PvP'd on my operative. And I have usually, historically, however you want to word it, raided with two operative tunes previously. So during the 2.0 whatever era of the game, I started and mained an operative healer. I ended up with two operative healers, both running in Nightmare content at the time. So I had a lot of experience with them. I really loved, I was almost going to say like, and ended up in the love, so I said lived. That was weird. I really loved the class before the 3.0. I loved it a lot. It was a great healing class. It did a little bit of everything. It could burst, for sure. It could burst if you use your stim boost right. It could burst really nicely. It could do group heals, no problem with the probes, with the nanotech stuff. It was just a really good healing class, and energy management really wasn't an issue, and it was a fucking monster in PvP. So it was just a great, I thought, the better designed healing class in the game that where you could do a lot of cool stuff with. I was really looking forward to seeing what they were going to do with 3.0 and really hoping that something would happen with it in 3.0. And what happened kind of made me sad. But it doesn't really mean that it's a bad class. So coming into 3.0, and now that we've had time to mess with it in 3.0, I think I can speak a lot clearer and with some certainty about what the class is and what the class isn't. And this is all assuming, obviously, that you're good with it. Not that you're trying it out. Not that you're thinking about it. This is playing the class that you're good with the class. And you're good with healing stings in the game. So, because I tend to be a glasses half empty kind of guy, I'll start off with the negatives of the class. Like, stuff that I just don't think I like about it. And stuff that I wish it was better. For me, the big negative is the mobility of the class, given the raids and how they're designed. There are certain fights where the operative is legit. Red Kephas fight, and the first one in Temple of Sacrifice, great for this class. You can just get massive numbers in there because you're spamming your Culto Wave and you're spamming your probe and your nanotech, and there's not a lot of single targets you have to do in that fight. Outside of just some random bursting for spike damage, but it's a great, great, great healing class for groups. And that class, that fight is just people standing in stuff and just going nuts. So like Red Kephas, it's good for Red Kephas. It's horrible and really a challenge, I think, for the Walker fight, which is the second fight in that class. It's a challenge for Bulo. These are all hard modes for the most part. It's a challenge in the Master Blaster fight. There's a lot of running around. I can see it being a challenge in Underlurker, though I've yet to pull it in hard mode Underlurker, but story mode, it's kind of a challenge if the group spreads out. So the operative class's weakness is by far the biggest one is mobility, and it's such a weakness that you have to force mechanics in for the class for it to do well. So in other words, the Underlurker fight, it's regardless of the healing class, it's smarter and better that everybody's stacked behind the same rock, that when you stack in the cross, that you kind of hug the cross as much as possible, or that you hug the boss as much as possible, so that people are kind of sort of stacked up. So that's regardless of healing class. But with the operative, it becomes even more important. It becomes vital, almost necessary, that you stack underneath or stack behind the same rock and Underlurker, because that Culto Wave is a beast of a heal, but you have to use it right. You have to stack to use it. So it's great for that fight. All the other healing classes, sometimes people get kind of scattered and you can go, and that's okay. It's not a big deal. You can kind of, you know, do stuff from range. You can do stuff on the run with healing classes. With the operative, you cannot. The only time you can use Culto Wave is in the stacked formation, kind of. And for Underlurker, for the walkers, even, there's times where you can stack, but it's really hard. You have to force the mechanic. You know, you can make it happen. There's plenty of people clearing stuff with operatives. But it's just a little bit of a more of a challenge with fights that demand mobility because the class just doesn't do well in the run. That includes energy regen, so resource management. Scoundrel, you know, whatever kind of resource management, you can't do it on the run aside from just not doing anything. But you can't do anything to get resources back, actively get resources back when you're running aside from your adrenaline probe. But if you're using adrenaline probe, then you got, you know, massive problems. So that's the big weakness. The other one is, you know, you can't burst. If you have to burst, your resource is going to be drained. But you can kind of get around that by first of all, there's no way to get around the mobility. Just, you know, they got to work in stationary healing to do everything the class has to do. To use Cult of Wave, you got to, you know, effectively, you have to find moments when the group is stacked up. If the fight doesn't lend itself negatively to it, then you have to create those moments, especially in hard mode. Just create the moments where people can stack up. I can help you with that. If you, operatives have questions, you know, just kind of send me a note or something. I can help you figure out in fights where you can do that. For the Revenant commanders, it's really easy. That's always going to be there. Revan's kind of easy because that's always going to be there for story mode at least. The Ravagers fights, a lot of them are gathery, but like half of them aren't, you know. So you just have to create moments for your operative healers where they can stack up and get a couple of ticks of Cult of Waves, if not the entire channel. The other one is resource management. You can't, you know, burst. I'm sorry, we talked about that. For bursting, you can't burst a lot. But you can kind of work around that a little bit if the burst is fast and is not, you don't need to burst on multiple people. So in other words, if you have two or three people taking spike damage, I would suggest the operative healer pick one and have the other healers deal with the others. So if you get both tanks and Bulo sometimes will take damage, tell the operative healer which one to get to and let the other healer do the other one, because otherwise the operative will feel overwhelmed and will kind of feel that he or she has to do all of it and the resources are gone. One way to do a burst effectively, especially on tanks, is do your very best to keep Cultal Probes, two stacks of Cultal Probes on your tank, so that when you hit Surgical Probe or Emergency Med Pack, I think, for the Scoundrel, it'll refresh that. It'll refresh your Cultals and it'll refresh your slow-release Med Packs. Now, that's not ideal burst. It's not great for burst. It's not the best bursting that they could give you, and I've thought that the developers kind of messed that up a little bit. But it does reapply heals while you do everything else with one move, and that's really, really good. So you can still burst, you can still Cultal Injection, you know, Underworld Medicine, you can still Cultal Infusion, I forget what it's called on the other side, you can still do all those things as part of your bursty thing. The only challenge is that if you drain your resources, it's, you know, you got to get them back pretty quickly to keep healing. So I would advise with burst that you do it obviously when you have to, when you don't have a choice, but tell the other healer to you know, give you a second so you can diagnostic scan, and if you absolutely have to, so you can adrenaline probe. So bursting isn't out of the question. Surgical probe, you know, being cost 5 energy doesn't make it a horrible thing to do, but it's a lot harder to do, and it's a lot more resource intensive to do than it was pre-3.0. So those are the two bigger problems that I have with the class, that it's not really mobile and fights that demand mobility, and it's not the holy crap healer that it used to be, where you can do some bursting, but you can't do sustained single target healing. And if you're going to burst, it probably will require you to let the other healer know that you need a moment or two to catch up. But diagnostic scan ticks really quickly with a little bit of alacrity, so you can get your resources back. You don't have to sit there like doing nothing if you lose your energy or whatever it is you're dealing with. You can diagnostic scan to get your energy back pretty quickly. It ticks very quickly now. And you only need a couple of those casts to be fine. So after you do some bursting, then theoretically everybody's okay, and you can kind of sit there for a second and diagnostic scan to get your energy back. The strengths of the class are pretty big. Like, the class has some very big strengths. The biggest one is the group healing. If 16-man groups that don't have an operative are doing it wrong, there's a lot of really good stuff that an operative can do with a group. And that's due primarily, honestly, to Cultal Wave. If you guys can get together for a moment or two for Cultal Wave, it ticks like a beast. It'll tick, you know, several thousand points of heal on a person. And if you can multiply that by the group, then you're off, you know, you're off and running, and you can get people up really, really quickly. It's a very, very good heal. It would be my favorite heal if it wasn't for the fact that you have to channel it and you can't do it on the run. Where the Merc can do progressive scan on the run and the Sort can do roaming man on the run, the operative now has to sit there and do Cultal Wave, which is the only reason why it's not my favorite heal, is because you can't do it on the run. So the strength of the class is group heal with your Cultal Probes and your slow release med pack, with your nanotech, recuperative nanotech, with your Cultal Waves. These are all things that you can apply to a group and can keep the group running pretty well. in a fight like Hard Mode Sparky, for instance, if you have a Sork or a Merc, that Sork or Merc is probably going to do a lot or the bulk of the single target healing on the tank during the Hard Mode fight, where the operative can do a lot with the group DPS. If they stack up a little bit, you can kind of keep that going really, really nicely. If you're in a the Bulo fight, for instance, if you got melee, if you got one or two melee and then the tanks, when Bulo resets after you get done with Barrage and you get moments there where you can kind of do your thing, you can AoE heal the group either on the boss with your Culta waves, and or you can start running probes on everybody else. That's one thing you can do a lot of, even when you're running around if you have to, just do probes and nanotech, and you can do a lot of group healing. Group healing is really legit with this fight, with this class, I'm sorry. It's a really strong group healer. But again, you just have to let the other class know, and you guys have to work that out so you know that the other class is doing the bulk of the single target healing, where the operative will then kind of support single target but take care of the group as a whole, considering everything, you know, if everything's going cool. The other strength of the class, I think, is utility. It might even just be individual utility, but you can do a lot of damage mitigation. So with your shield probe, you can spec in the shield probe. Shield probe will take a lot of damage away from away, and will kind of help you out with that. You can do your roll is legit during Bulo, for instance. If you can exfiltrate, I hate saying that word, if you can exfiltrate pretty well, you can get two off really quickly and kind of get out of stuff and then get right back to the fight. But your shield probe is really strong. I believe it's the stronger of the bunch. It's stronger, I think, than the Merc's shield is, the whatever that power shield is. I think it's stronger for just mitigation than the Sork static shield or the force armor from the Sage. I really like shield probe. The cooldown is really, really quick. It's like a 20-30 second cooldown, which is great in PvP. I think it's a really strong class when it comes to just mitigating damage. And the evasion that cleanses is awesome. Evasion that cleanses stuff and then saves your cleanse, again, is really great. I haven't been able to run my operative in a lot of stuff, so I can't say for certain that it's still as strong as it was before. But that is great utility for that class. I also prefer stim boost over a lot of stuff that the other healers have. The boost to Alacrity, and you know, it consumes tactical advantage, obviously. But the boost to Alacrity is really cool. And I realize Polarity Shift is there, but for some reason on my operative, I use Stim Boost a lot more than I use Polarity Shift on my Sork. I don't know why, honestly. I think it's a mental thing. But if you put all that together, when you put Stim Boost and your Shield Probe and your Evasion and your Exfiltrate together, it's a class that has a lot of kind of stuff you can do to get out of problems or to help you with things. It's really, that has always been really good. Its utility has always been really good. In PvP, your Debilitate and your Flashbang, and you combine Debilitate and Flashbang with Shield Probe, and you're a monster. You can't be killed. It's hard to kill you. I just did a PvP session where it wasn't a lot of heals. It was like 1.4 million or something, which isn't a lot, honestly, in the new world. But I was just sitting there just taking damage because I was cycling through all that stuff. And then if you add a med pack on top of it, it's really, really a hard class to kill if you're not focusing them down. That's the one thing that didn't change. The PvP part of the class is still really strong. With that being said, I will talk a little bit about PvP, I guess. I keep forgetting about PvP. It's still operative. I still prefer the operative over all the other classes in PvP. And that is because the lack of mobility doesn't necessarily matter in the arenas. It just doesn't matter. People aren't that sophisticated. It doesn't matter that everything's a cast or a channel. You can fake cast people and get them to interrupt something, and then while you go to the big one. So in regs, at least, it just largely doesn't matter that the class isn't mobile. And it's actually fine, because if you're in a lot of these fights where they're around nodes or people are stacked up, people tend to get tunnel vision in PvP, and you can Culta wave your ass off and get a ton of numbers while actually healing people. So in PvP, I actually prefer the operative in a lot of ways. I tried the Merc, I tried the Sork. They're both really super strong in PvP, but I still prefer the operative, and it's really the only class I PvP heal with now. It's because of Culta Wave, it's because of the probes, it's because of the utilities. The survivability of the class is still really strong. Being able to roll away from things and stealth out for a second gives you a lot of stuff you can do, both in PvE and PvP. The class is a really strong class. If you guys are thinking about what class should I run with, what class should I heal with, operatives are still really strong, and I would wholeheartedly suggest you give them a look, especially if you're not doing like hard mode progression. If you're doing story mode stuff, flashpoints, and PvP, operatives, you can't go wrong with operatives. It's fine. Operatives become a problem and become a challenge more so in hard mode just because of all the crazy damage that goes out and the crazy mobility that you have to do. It's not impossible. It's you know, it's fine. There are some people doing it, but it's just harder to do. It's a little more challenging to do a hard mode rating than on your operative than it is on the other classes. But everything else, the class is super strong. Super, super strong. I have a class guide up. I'm going to work on some video stuff this week. I hope to do video guides this week or next week, whatever. If you guys got questions on the operative or any other classes, please let me know. You can get me on Twitter at Healing Swotor. On Facebook, I have a Facebook page, fan page. I oftentimes will put full videos there that I don't put anywhere else, really. I have them on my YouTube page, but I don't put full videos on my site all that often. I rarely tweet them out. I just use them because, you know, I might need them for somewhere. So Facebook is a really good thing because I do put every once in a while just a screenshot or two, like I said, a video or just stuff that I don't put anywhere else. So Facebook, Healing Swotor's fan page, on Twitter, and all the other good stuff. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope this helped for those of you thinking about operatives. I will do something on Mercs and Sorcs later in the week. Again, if you have questions, Healing Swotor, the message through my website will get to my email. I try to get back to you guys pretty quickly. I answer questions very quickly on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So that's it. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are enjoying the heals. And we'll look forward to what this new patch brings. And once they start looking at healers again, I'll keep an eye on all that stuff for you guys. So take care. Thanks for the support. See ya.